So one more political note here. In the world of political dealings, you can reward your friends with a high-profile job, like appoint them to the U.S. Senate, or you can get your political enemies out of the way by hiring them away from a hot election contest. That's the backroom deal allegation making the rounds in Colorado right now. The players, Andrew Romanoff, who wants to run for the U.S. Senate and challenge another Democrat, and the White House, which concedes it explored giving Romanoff a possible job in the administration, thus taking him out of that Senate race. Peter Baker, White House reporter for our partner, The New York Times, joins us now. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So this is about, I'm great. This is about some dubious political tactics, not traditional patronage, right?
Well, I mean, you know, this is not an unusual thing. What's unusual, I think, is how public it's become and perhaps how the pattern is beginning to develop. You had last week, of course, confirmation that the White House used former President Bill Clinton, to suggest a possible job to Joe Sestak to get out of the Pennsylvania primary.
Right.
Last night and today, you have confirmation that they tried something similar in Colorado to clear the way for Senator Michael Bennet in the Democratic primary out there.
So the administration doesn't want Michael Bennet challenged in Colorado, thus weakening him, the possibility that they might lose a seat in the Senate. But this is a record year. There are more candidates running in congressional races than almost any year in the last 35. But what's Mr. Romanoff want to do here?
Well, he was a former Speaker of the State House of Representatives, and he wants to take the Democratic nomination away from Michael Bennet, who's never won election. Remember, he was appointed
right
to fill the seat of Ken Salazar, who went into the Obama cabinet. Last night, Mr. Romanoff released a statement confirming what had been reported in Denver papers previously, because he keeps getting all these media inquiries following the Sestak moment. But it puts him at odds with the White House, and it's an awkward situation, obviously, for any Democrat.
Well, does awkward become illegal at a certain point? I mean, when does something like this become actual manipulation in the race? I mean, are there rules for this kind of thing, or is it open season?
Well, that's the debate. The White House says, obviously, it hasn't done anything illegal. Republicans say that the law is pretty clear about this, that you're not allowed to offer any position in order to influence a Senate race. There haven't been a lot of prosecutions on this kind of thing. So, you know, there's not a lot of precedent out there. And the White House says that's for a reason, because, in fact, this is pretty normal politics. Of course, that's also part of the problem. This is a president who came into office promising that he wasn't going to be a practitioner of politics as usual. And so whether it's illegal or not, certainly this is something that doesn't play to that image of a reformer who is going to clean up Washington.
But it's very much in the Obama style. I mean, you could make the argument that Hillary Clinton got a job in the administration to not be a political threat.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And again, not an unusual thing. I mean, that's certainly been a tried and true tactic for presidents going back for quite a long ways. In this case, though, it's become a very, very hot topic and a point of real dispute between Republicans and Democrats.
And we'll see how it affects that Colorado Senate race. Peter Baker, White House correspondent for our part in the New York Times, thanks so much. Talking about the charge that Andrew Romanoff, who wants to run for the U.S. Senate and challenge the appointed incumbent, was offered a job in the administration. White House confirms it. It's not illegal, but how's it going to affect the race? Romanoff's still going to run.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.